Okay, today's daf is Arla daf Chavdalad, and we are on Chavdalad Amar Aleph on top. Just one ha'ara. I mentioned at the end of last year, the Rambam in the Hakdama to Taras, and that the Rambam says how well we have to know his introduction. So there the Rambam says, he splits up, he takes all of Timavatara throughout Shas and throughout Chazal, and he goes through all the Yesotos, and he says there are 11 Chalakim of Tumah. He lists off Tumah Sheretz, Tumah Nevela, Tumah Space. He goes through all of them, and then again, as I said, towards the end of the Hakdama, it's about 10 pages long, the end of the Hakdama, he says, V'hu, Shirai Lecha, Imata Misha Gavar Chishko Ladas, Hatumas Vahataras. If you have that desire to know a portion of Torah, including Tumah Vatara, Vehivanta Kol Ma Shenichlal B'Seder Zeh, Sheteida Al Peh Tchila Kol HaAkdama Sheikdamti B'Mavo Zeh Im Lashon HaPerek HaRishon Hazeh Shel Kelim. You have to know my HaAkdama by heart plus all Maseches Kelim, the first parak. That's the Yisodos. V'Gam Pirushenu Bo Asha Titeu Al Peh Hetev Ma'od Ashe Kol Zeh Shagur B'Ficha B'Lisha Tetzdarech La'amitz Machshav Techa Kedei L'Zachro. You don't have to work so hard to remember certain things. Like to remember the Aleph Beis, you don't have to work so hard to remember the Aleph Beis. And to remember, the Avos and the Imos, hopefully. So the Rambam says, that's how you have to know this Hakdama, if you really want to know it. It's not enough just to read it and to go over it again. Even if you've read it 1,000 times, you don't know it by heart yet, you have to read it again. That's what the Rambam says. You have to know this Hakdama. Right? V'ula yusag lecha im zichron tov v'havana v'kishron havanas ma'shenech la'baseder zeh. V'nei sheim dvarim kashim ma'od kishela atzmam rabos asfekos v'amuki ha'iyun. If the Rambam's telling us that it's difficult and it's challenging and it's deep, then we should trust him. Right, it's the wisest of all men is telling us that it's difficult. Vim hayu gdolei chachmei haMishnah aleha mashalom roim b'hem dvarim chamurim. Koshin anachnu, if Chazal, even the members of the Tanam d'Amorim think it's chamur, koshin anachnu, surely us, halotire. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer l'kimo Rabbi Akiva, al kulam hashalom. Right, he wants to say all of hashalom for all of them. He says, Akiva Malacha Isal Agada, Klachmi de Bresecha Isal Nagam Ba'alas, Vizulashan Bracious Dreboshia, Vachematana Rishoni Chachmi Atamana, Muflai Meneh Mixas Prakameh. So he says, you find that there's challenges in these, and therefore you have to know it very well. And then he skip now, he says, Hismalacha Shadavar Atzmo Kashav, Afilu Bizman Makadumim, Vitisbonain, Ba'amram Asida Torsha Tatakash, Mi Yisrael, Ashik Hazim Tuba Vatara, Vachulu, and he says, why should thank you. He says, why should you know this? So, do alo for who sulam beruach hakodesh tara mevieli de kedusha. He quotes that Gemara in Varazara Daf Chaf that the Mesul Sharm is based on. Veiveti lecha kol dvarim elu. He ends off kidei shelo yale al daitcha shahadibur binyanim elu kamo adibur besuka olulav. Don't think talking about tuvatara is like talking about sukkah and lulav. O shvuas hashomrim v'shvuas hadayanim, like all of those easy ones. Sukkah, lulav, shvuas hadayanim, shvuas hashomrim. V'tabit alav be'iyun arishon v'tadameh shekvar hisagta mashu. And you'll study it a little bit and you think, I got it. V'gam shlo yekal be'inecha mashu tasik min ato elios kasher tasikam. What comes out of it, don't underestimate what you're going to get out of it. Lo husag shum klal mehem el alachar shiagati bo yegia gedola bibiru l'chot tzadav. Don't think I understood anything until I worked extremely, extremely hard, says the Rambam. And therefore, one should make sure to put in the time, the Rambam says. V'lo yeda be'emes erech ha-to'elas shabo. You won't realize the godless that comes out of it and the messages that come out of this seder. Elami shekfar yaga yamim v'nadad shena leilos behalacha me'osam halacha shebetchilas shabbos upsachim ochagigah v'zbachim v'chulin. V'chulu, and he continues. So, Lamaisa, just like we learned the Yisrael last time, the Rambam says, we gotta push. Whenever we get to Tumah Vatara, it does not mean now it's time to turn off, Chas V'Shalom, but it means it's time to turn on, and even though there is no Shas, Bavli or Yerushalmi on Taras, right, except for Nida, means whatever that comes up, the Yisod, we have to analyze it. So that's what we saw last time in the Mishnah. We had on Chav Gimel Beis here, with the Machlokas, Shama, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel, about whether a Dover HaMachametz, something that leavens, something that seasons, could even be Oser, even be Metame, even if it's less than a Beitzah. Rabbi Hillel says, no, there's a Machlokas, we saw Rishonim, whether somebody can become Tame less than a Beitzah. That was a Machlokas. The Rambam says any amount, but to be mitame, to transmit Toma, we saw that usually needs a Beitzah. Shpeshama here says, no, these items whose effect are felt even less, right, even Machabes, Matama, that is even less, could be mitame, and Beisila argues, la'olamein a mitame ad sheyebo kebeitzah, right? No, only if it is a Beitzah, that is the minimum. And we saw the Misora that Tustoi quoted, that he thinks Beis Shammai got it wrong here. He thinks that Shammai himself told him that he holds like Beis Hillel. Okay, we continue. So Rabbi Yossi b'shem Chilfi now at the top of Chavda Alam Aleph. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Chilfi, Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Reish Lakish is all over Yerushalmi, as we have noted. Whenever he comes up, he has a lot to say. Kitapuach osinoso Beis Shammai. Tapuach will translate as an apple, even though it might not be an apple, but some type of fruit, like an apple. Ketapuach osu nosei b'shamay. Whatever tapuach is, whether it's an apple or some other type of fruit, we mentioned that that is what was used. Remember we said yesterday, let's say you have something as leavening of arla. Like, what does that mean? Arla has to be fruit. So the Marafolda said, you have an item like you made a dough out of old tapuchim. So says the Gemara here, when Beis Shammai says that you don't need Beitza to be Metame something, you could have just the leavening agent. If the leavening agent is Tame, so then it's Metame the whole mixture. So the Gemara is just emphasizing that. Kitapuach, like the leavening agent, Osunosa Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says the whole dough is Tame, like the leavening agent is Tame. That's the Reish Lakish. Look at the top Mara fold up. Kitapuach sheneschamitz bo ha'isa. Like the leavening agent, like the apple that you use to leaven the whole dough, asu Beis Shammai is kala isa. That's what Beis Shammai made the whole dough. Ho'o v'hu machametz kala isa, nasis ha'isa kitapuach machmas achimutz. Right, you treat the whole thing like the source. If the source leavening agent is tameh, so that's why this is tameh as well. Fine. Tamantaninan. So we're going to compare something in a different Mishnah to Beis Shammai here. Tamantaninan, we learned in a Mishnah in Meseches Mikvaos. So Mei Hatseva. So what we're talking about, we know a mikveh has to be 40 sa'ah in order for it to be called a mikveh. We know there's a mikveh and a mayan. We spoke about the differences between the two. In the past, the Torah has two words, mikveh or mayan. Mikveh is gathered water, right? Yikavu hamayim, and mayan is the moving water. A mikvah has a shear of 40 minimum of non-drawn water, right? Non-mayim she'uvin, right? It has to be 40 sa'ah. If 3 lug of mayim she'uvim go into a mikvah before it's 40 sa'ah, then it is forever a problem. You have to empty out the mikvah and start again. If there is already a mikvah, 40 sa'ah, then if 3 lug of mayim she'uvim go in, that doesn't ruin it. You can get down on it as much as you want. Right, that's the general rule of 3 lug of she'uvin passels before it becomes 40 sa'ah, but not afterwards. If you have a different liquid, not water, but you have meperos, so you have orange juice, you have any other type of juice, so meperos, the rule is that passels b'shinui mara. That changes the mikvah if it changes the color of the mikvah. Right, if it's red or green, whatever it is, peros pasol b'shinui mara, and that could be kashered by just by adding water and getting rid of the water, getting rid of the color. Right, so there's two different types of psulim. Water could pasol, and peros could pasol. What if you have mayim she'uvim that is colored? That's the case of the Mishnah. Right, is that considered mayim she'uvim, and it has mayim she'uvim power to pasol, or is it meitseva, and it's colored like colored water, and that the rule would go purely by Mara. That's the question of the Mishnah. We'll see what this has to do with us. Just Mayim Sheuvin, we have mentioned in the past, Machlokes Rishonim Bobasra. Tosafot Bobasra quotes, so I have a Shulchan Aruch Yerodea, Kuf Reish Alef, Yerodea Reish Alef. Machlokes Rishonim, whether all of Sheuvin is Da'oraisa or Da'rabanan, Bechla. There are some Rishonim, the Rambam. The Rambam says the whole problem of Mayim Shuvin is Durabanan. Mida Raisa, you can have a whole mikvah of Mayim Shuvin, of drawn water. Mida Raisa, for sure it's a problem, Mida Rabanan. But that's the problem of how to make a mikvah Bizman Hazeh, right? Where you get the water, catch the water in a bowl, and then bring it in. It's not going to work. But the second it's in a bowl, it's Mayim Shuvin. Right? So what do? You have to bring it in a pipe. But the pipe can't have any bumps or base kibbles, because then there would be ruined, because that's already drawn water. Means if it was collected, in a kli, the Shulchan Aruch says that in Reish Aleph Yaradeya Lamed Vav, Tsinar She'ein Lo Arba Svafos. If you have a pipe that's totally smooth and the water goes right through it, it can't catch anything. So that's not she'uvin. If it's perfectly smooth and goes right through, Eino Chashav Kli V'roi Lav Yadu L'Mayim. So if you have a kli that's totally goes through and through, if there's a little catch somewhere in the pipe, kodem shekvo, so then that could be a problem. All the different rules that we have for if something would become shuvin. But again, the shuvin, like I started off by saying, is a major machlokes bishonim. The Rambam says all shuvin is durabanan. Mida raisa, there's no problem with my shuvin. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, the two brothers, grandsons of Rashi, they say no. Shuvin is daraisa. Shuvin is daraisa. At least if rov is sha'uv, that's a absol daraisa. There are other days. You look in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan collects and summarizes this machlok, as we've shown him, with another two shitas, a number of shitas about shuvin. The gam b'inyan zeh yesh plug to the ravasa. Im shuvin pasul manatur b'dirabanan. Big nafkamina. Meaning if you have a suffix about a mikvah, is this sa'i daraisa, sa'i d'rabanan? According to the Rambam, all shuvin is a savi d'rabanan, therefore you can be able to be mekel. The Shulchan Aruch sounds that way. The Rama sounds like the rov shuvin is daraisa, and therefore if you don't know if you have rov kosher water, then it would be a savi daraisa, and then one would have to be machmir. So that's the discussion of mayim shuvin. But again, how do you unshow of water? So again, that's the different ways how we make mikvahs bizbat hazeh. How do you get out of Mayim Shuvin problem? So either you have to use Hamshacha, or Hashaka, or Zariya, all the different ways that mikvahs are made. Bizman Hazeh, maybe afterwards we'll talk about that a little bit. So let's get back to our Mishnah. So Tamat Tadina, so the Mishnah, our Gemara quotes the Mishnah Mikvos. Mikvos says, Mei Atseva, post little sobish leishes lukin. So Mei Atseva, you have water, Mayim Shuvin, that is also colored, post little sobish leishes lukin. Right, that's still called Mayim Shuvin, as the Ras Silvio says. Kedin Mayim Shuvin, just because it's colored doesn't mean it doesn't have the power of Mayim Shuvin, drawn water, and therefore it could ruin the mikvah with three lug. Three lug, meaning if it's not 40 sa'ah yet, as we said. If the mikvah is not 40 sa'ah yet, then three lug of this colored Me'atseva, that would ruin the mikvah. Vein postal of Sobashini Mara. But you don't go by purely shinui mara. You don't just go by colored, the color of it. Why? Explains the Mara Fulda here. Mara Fulda says, why don't you go by shini mara? Look at the skinny lines, the narrow lines of the Mara Fulda. Maybe if it doesn't have three look, you should just say it goes by shini mara, the change of appearance, like by mei peiros. Right, so why don't you say that if you have colored mayim she'uvin, wouldn't that be different? So the Mara Fulda explains, interesting. He says, when you have mei peiros, let's say orange juice, the color is inherent to the liquid. Right, it was always part of this liquid. You have pomegranate juice, you have any other juice, then the color is inherent to the liquid. If you have a water that was colored by something else, that's not an inherent color. That was externally colored. But that's why you're not going to call this, just because it is colored, this Mayim She'uvin, we're not going to say it automatically has the same rules as colored, as Meitzeva, as Mei Peiros. Look what he says. He says, Ela kemayim She'uvin dananosam. No, you treat it like Mayim She'uvin. Hoel ve'einat seva betivan. The color is not in their nature, kemo yayin adom, like red wine. Raka yedei samanim, because of outside colors, nishtana lamar acheres, lo nafki mechal mayim. It's still water. Still water, still Mayim Shuvim, therefore you go by the rules of Mayim Shuvim. You need to have three lug in order to ruin the mikvah. And we continue. Abba Bray, de Rav Nachman, Divrei, Rabbi Meir, He says that's Rabbi Meir Shita, even though we don't have a Rabbi Meir's name in that Mishnah, but he says Rabbi Meir Shita, Mishum She'iva Nikeres. Right? It's because of She'iva Nikeres. What is he adding? So the Mefarshim explained this means that the three lug that we just said have to passel. You need the three lug of this colored Mayim Shuvin must also be strong enough to color. Because then the Mayim Shuvin is Nikar in the mixture. Meaning you need both. You see the fourth wide line in the Mara folder. Hova Hamayim Kashir She'iva. Vigam hi Nikeres al Yedei Hatzeva. Right? Because it has both. That's what Abba, the son of Rav Nachman, is telling us. So what do you see from there? You have this little bit of Mayim She'uvim colored. It has to be three log plus enough to color the mixture. So we're going to compare just like that. You need to feel the effects of it in the entire mixture. So that's exactly Beishamai Shita that says even if it's going to be less than an egg, but because you see the effects in the entire mixture, that's why it's going to be significant. Rabbi Chuna b'shem Rabbi Abba asked Rabbi Meir k'Beishamai. So this shita about mikvos is similar to Beishamai in our Mishnah. Kamad Beishamai amri mishum chimutz machvitz. Just like Beishamai says, you go by the leavening, and even if it's less than a beitza, because the leavening is felt inside the entire mixture, it's going to be significant, and it's going to aser, and it'd be metame. Ken Rabbi Meir omer mishum she'iva nikeres. So that's the comparison we had to make from mikvos to our case. And Beishamai asks now, the Gemara asks the following question on Beishamai. So Beishamai says, this item that is less than the size of an egg could be matame. It's a rule breaker. Usually you have to be the size, something has to be the size of an egg to be matame other food. But here's a rule breaker. Ad kedun davar sheishpo iser v'tuma. The case in our Mishnah is a case where the little bit is not only being matame, but first it's being oser. Right, it's Truma, or it's Arla Kilei Akerem. So there, Beishamai says, well, since the little bit is able to be Oser, so too it's able to be Matame. Yesh bo Tuma ve'ein bo Iser Mahu. What happens if it's not, we're not talking about Iser, we're just talking about Tuma. Question's not answered. Meaning, if you just have a little bit of a Tame leavening agent, but it's not Oser, it's Chulin, is that going to cause Tuma? Meaning, do we say that this Shita of Beishamai is just saying something that's less than the size of an egg has power to be Mitame, period. If it's Mechametz or it's Mitabel. Or we say, no, it's just piggybacking on the Isser Shabo. Migu, since the Isser Shabo is strong enough to Aser the whole mixture, so too the Tuma Shabo should be strong enough to Aser the whole mixture. For example, again, then see the Achron to bring this example, but remember, the Gemara in Sukkah in the Bavli on Daf Zayin, where the Gemara says an amazing halacha that it could be that the rules for Hilchos Shabbos Rishuyos could be different on Shabbos of Sukkos than Shabbos the rest of the year, because if you build a sukkah or you have a certain type of wool that is good enough to machshir your sukkah, and it halachically helps you out, so then that wall could be good enough for Hilchos Shabbos as well. That's what the Gemara says. Shtayim kol chasan v'shlish is afilu tefach. Remember, that was the halacha, the minimum walls of a sukkah are two and a little bit. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, v'chein l'Shabbos. V'chein l'Shabbos. Migu da havidofen le'inyin sukkah, havidofen le'inyin Shabbos. Wow. If it's a wall for sukkah, it's a wall for even though regular Shabbos, this wouldn't be a good enough wall to enclose the Rishus. But because it's halachically significant for Shabbos, for sukkah, it's halachically significant for Shabbos. Rashi, what does Rashi say there? There in sukkah, Ava b'shetzorach l'Shabbos shalosh mechitzos l'asos Rishus Hayachid. Even though usually Rishus Hayachid has to be surrounded by three, Shabbos shel sukkis mutar lismoch al mechitzos ha-sukkah. The Shabbos of Sukkot is different. Im asa b'rishus harabim, samach l'pischo, sukkah de'ein ba'el ashtayim kelchasa v'shlishas afilo tefach, machnis u'motzi hemena l'beiso. Di'af agav de'bishar shabbosos lo mishteri, even though by regular Shabbos of the year it's not good enough, inami b'shar mechitza she'enin shal sukkah lo mishteru b'haki l'shabbos. Even on this Shabbos, if you're not using another mechitza for sukkah, it's not going to be good enough for Shabbos. The sukkah, sharia, but the ones that you're using for sukkah are good enough. Migu dahu tefach Agmere Rachmana la Moshe. Bimachitza Sukkah. Delevi the Dofen Shlema la Sukkah. Havidofen Amal Shabbos to Sukkah Leinian Shabbos. Unbelievable halacha. If it's significant in halacha area A, so too for B. So that's the Gemara's question here. Is the only reason that Beis Shammai says that this tiny little bit could be metame the whole mixture, is that because, well, it's significant for Isser, so it's also going to be significant for Tuma? Is that, or no? Or is it just, Yisod, that Tuma, right, if it's metabel or mechameis, even less than that, it's going to be strong enough. So that's the question that is the Gemara asked and it does not answer. The Kochav Miyakov, the back of the Gemara, says, this issue could answer the question of the Achronim. Question of the Achronim. Why? Because the Gemara in Sukkah, Adaf Lamed Hay, in the Bavli, the Gemara says, could you use an esrog of, can you use a truma esrog for dalad minim? Truma tahora. Are you allowed to use a truma tahora esrog? A truma tamei has to be burned. Remember we said last week, it's one of the four items of the nisrafin. Four items of the nisrafin. Arla kili akerem, and truma tamei, and chamez apesach going to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, those are the four. So the Gemara says in Sukkah daf lamed hey, can you use an esrog of truma tahora? Lechachilanat. Lechachilanat, why? 2 days. Number one, maybe because your hands are going to be wet, it's going to be you're going to be makshir lekabel tumah, right? Or because every time you pick it up, you're going to rub it, that it's going to get ruined a little bit. Right? Every time you hold the esrog, by the time towards the end of sukkahs, you see a little marks and stuff, like where your esrog was near your dalan minim, where your lulav, if you always hold it the same exact side. So the ground is not that machlokas. You shouldn't use an esrog of tumah tahora because either you're going to be makshir lekabel tumah, or because you're going to be mafsid it. And the Gemara looks for an afkamina. Well, it looks for an afkamina between those 2 days. So the Achronim say, 1 second, according to Rabbi Meir, you could use an esrog the size of a nut. Right? Very small. You use the esrog the size of a nut. And hechshel lekabel tumah cannot happen on less than an egg size. So maybe that's an afkamina. Why did the Achronim ask on that Gemara? Why didn't the Gemara bring that up as an afkamina? If you use an esrog the size of a nut, a tiny esrog, according to the Madamar that it's machshel kabel tumah, this is not machshel kabel tumah. If it's the reason is because you're being mafsid it, so then it shouldn't be a problem. So says the Kochav Miyakov here. 1 second, according to this tzad of the Yerushalmi, that's why there's no Gemara nafkamina is not brought. Why? Because what does our Gemara just say? Maybe migu, it's good enough to be nesar, so it's good enough to be nitma. Right? Beis Shammai says, if this tiny amount is strong enough to be oser, so strong enough to be metame. So too there. If Remeir says that this esrog is good enough to be a mitzvah, right, so then it should be good enough to be mukshal lekabel tumah. Right? If it's good enough in one area, good enough in another area. So that answers the question of the Achronim, says the Kochav Miyakov. Why didn't they give this as a... The Achronim ask, why didn't they quote as a nafkamina between those 2 days? Rabbi Meir, it's a nut size, and that's not mukshar, but it is mafsid. So the answer is, he says, according to this Yerushalmi, because it will be mukshar. Because since it is good enough, significant enough to be a mitzvah, so too, lachara, it would be good enough to be mukshar lekabel tumah. Fine. Next question. So we said in our Mishnah, if you have truma or kilei akerem or something usser that leavens a mixture, it's going to usser the whole mixture. What happens if after it leavens the mixture, you then take a piece of that dough that's already leavened and you put it into another dough and cause the other dough to become leavened? Chimeitz mimenu lamakam acher. Now it's both usser. The first one is ready usser, but now you brought the first mixture became usser, and now you take some of that mixture and leaven another thing, so is it going to become usser? Says the Gemara, ironically, what if then somehow, by mistake, because we're not talking about anybody did anything wrong, by mistake, right, the Gemara folder says shogeg, the first mixture now gets a lot more dough in it, and it's mevatel, the original leavening agent. So now the original mixture is going to become mutter. Even though the second mixture, which you took a little bit from the first mixture, second mixture is still usser. Right? You have one mixture that became aser with an aser leavening agent, and then you took some of that and you put it into a second dough. So if you're mevatel the first, now they're two separate bowls. If you're mevatel the first one with a lot more dough in it, then that's going to be batel. If the first one's still, the second one's still going to be aser. Right? Riba ala rishon obitlo, nasa ikr, tfeilo vitfeil ikr. So you should just know that's, it makes sense because the first one is aser and you mevatel the first one. Okay. But the second one was created, was nasar while the first one was still Oser. And therefore, in this case, interestingly though, the original one's going to be mutter, and the second one's going to be aser. What about the following case? Sa'or shel truma shenafel l'toch isa. You have a little sa'or, you have a leavening agent of truma that fell into a dough. And it's about to leaven the dough. And it has the power enough to leaven the dough, but guess what? You picked it up before it leavened. It was into 100. It was into 100, so usually truma is batel in 100. But this was a leavening agent. But you took it out right after it fell in. V'higbio. You took it out. V'acharkach nitzcham so isa. But guess what? An hour later, you came back to your mixture and you see it rose. So obviously, you didn't get the whole thing out. But you took out exactly what you thought. You got it. You think you got it all. But maybe there was some shirayim there that still leavened it. Arizu butaris, it's still mutter. It was truma that fell in 1 to 100. And you took out the leavening agent. So it's mutter. It's mutter. Even though there was a little bit left over, that's okay. Right? It was already batel in the 100 of truma. Wow. Says the Gemara, one second. Fidichfasa, let me answer the following question. Te'eda shel truma, shenaflo toch mea. If you have a truma fig that fell into 100 figs, and it got mixed up. So what's that wacha? Right? 1 into 100. It's batel. You take one out and you give it to the kohen. Right? You have one truma fig that fell into 100 figs, so it's batel. And then all of a sudden, after you gave unto the Kohen, you look inside your mixture and you're like, oh, that's the one. Now I remember, that's the truma fig. That's the truma. You're going to tell me, oh, it's all good. It's all good, just like in the other case that you took out the leavening agent. Oh, it rose, don't worry about it. So here, you see the truma fig. It's usher. Says the Gemara, v'acharkach hukha achmaze, v'acharkach hukha truma, te muteres? He says, of course not. Of course not, but of course you got to take out the one that you realize is usher. So why in our case would you say, oh, if it leavens, you know, then it's still going to be, you took out the leavening agent, but you see there's still some left in the mixture. The Gemara says, no. You don't see that there is leavening agent still left in the mixture. You took out the leavening agent. A little bit of the effect of it is still there. That's batel in 100. Taman lo huchacha iser. Bramhacha huchacha iser. No, over there, it's not clear that the iser is still there ba'en. Here it is. Right, so don't compare the two cases in that regard. There's some achronim in the back that do not like the Pnei Moshe's shot here. He has some shot how the meaning. Let's say in our case, you gave one to the Kohen and then you realize which one is your fig. So that one's awesome for sure. What about the one you gave to the Kohen? Can you take that back? Because you know that one, you treat that one as truma. Does that one stay usher? Because you gave it the status of truma, so lechora, no, lechora, that shouldn't stay usher. Because now you know exactly the whole bittul falls away. So it sounds like from the Pnei Moshe's commentary that the question is that maybe that one stays usher. So that one, like what? That one stays usher. You know which one is the usher one? You know this fig is the problem. Okay, good. Says the Gemara. Now grisim shesbash lemadashim. So back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah on yesterday's daf said that when you have min bemino, remember it's always lechomra. But when it's min b'she'eno mino, sometimes the chumra, sometimes the kula. Min b'she'eno mino. So we said, if it's no Saint Tom, that's the key. The key is no Saint Tom. And the Gemara gave, the Mishnah gave an example of min b'she'eno mino. What did the Mishnah say? You have grisim, which are crushed beans that you put into adashim, into lentils. So the Gemara is assuming that beans into lentils isn't such a great mixture. Right, not such a great mixture. It tastes much better if you put beans into rice. So the Gemara says, why didn't the Gemara Mishnah give that case? Why did the Mishnah give the case of min b'she'eno mino, beans into lentils? Rabbi Yona boy, v'lama lo tanina, grisim shesbash l'ma'ores. Right, isn't that? That tastes much better. Why does it give a case that doesn't taste good? Ela masnisa, it must be, our Mishnah is, kemanda amar, no state tam levgam, switch the girsa, asur. It must be, as we know, major machlokas, the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, no sin tam levgam. If something gives off a negative taste, is that aser? We hold tam ke'ikr. Right? Daraisa, Darabanan, most Rishonim hold Daraisa, Rav Shia says Darabanan, tam ke'ikr. But is tam ke'ikr oser even in a bed? If it's given off, like right, we always say that, oh, has it been 24 hours, no sin tam levgam. So, machlokas. So maybe our Mishnah is holding like the Amanda Amar, that even no sin tam levgam is aser, and that's why it gives this example. Right, that's why he gives it into lentils, because it's osedam lefgam. Or, v'yafilu k'man damar nosedam lefgam mutter, even if you want to say, nosedam lefgam, it's like the opinion of osedam lefgam mutter, still, modehu hachashu aser. Maybe here, that opinion would agree it's aser. Why? Because it's not totally lefgam. Because it does give it some taste. It does spice it up and season it. So sometimes, interestingly, in nosedam lefgam, you have to figure out total, even if it gives off a negative taste, maybe, but overall, it does improve it. Even though it doesn't give off, it's the best, but it does give it a spice. Right? The Rishonim wonder, what if you put so much of it in that the hana'ah that you get from the larger quantity overshadows the fact that it tastes worse in terms of the quality? So is that called nosinam of God, nosinam of or nosam l'shvach. So, but here, that's what the Gemara is saying. Either our Mishnah is like the opinion nosam l'fgam is aser, or even if nosam l'fgam is mutter, here there are other elements because you spiced it at all that makes it nosam l'shvach. There's a lot to talk about. Maybe we'll start with that next time. Nosam l'fgam, nosam l'shvach. Maybe we'll start with that. We'll get into some Yeridea issues that come up here. And tomorrow's daf is all about, some of it is about Chanan. Chaticha, Nasas, Nevela, that'll come up, Be'ez Hashem, one of the major Yeridea sugyas that we will talk about.